Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The cover on Benghazi has now been blown off. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this smoking gun email, Matt, that Judicial Watch recently received as part of its Freedom of Access to Information request. And this particular email now shows that the cover-up of Benghazi was early, and it goes all the way up to the Obama administration, all the way to the White House.
Yeah. We kind of figured this was coming, Matt. You hear the phrase bigger than Watergate thrown around, but, you know, what was the Watergate scandal about that forced the resignation of Richard Nixon? About a cover-up. Nobody died during Watergate. This is about a cover-up of incompetence of epic proportions here on the part of the Obama administration. And four people died as a result. And so this is a definite smoking gun, and it's going to be interesting to see where this goes now with Boehner or organizing a congressional investigation into this. This thing ain't over by a long shot.
That's right. In fact, the email is from Ben Rhodes, who was the then White House Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor. So he goes directly into the White House, the Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor. An email from him to a dozen White House insiders, which included White House Press Secretary Jay Carney and then White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer. So these are people that are directly beside the President of the United States. And he's sending this email to them, including others. Now, in the email, it says, "Goal, to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure or policy." That's the goal of their
communications. They knew that that wasn't true at the time.
We need to
tie in the fact that the evidence has come forward now that the Obama administration knew that that was not the case. So when he says goal to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure or policy, that's in the context of knowing that this is a lie. So they're saying we're going to lie and spin this. It was policy.
Yeah.
It was not the internet video. We're going to say the exact opposite.
And this is the communications vehicle that is getting information and giving information directly to President Obama. I mean, you can't get
Jay
much
Carney
closer than Jay Carney,
yeah,
who is in constant communication with the president. So this is the goal. They want to make sure that this event that happened on 9/11/12, you know, just 6 weeks before the presidential election, didn't become a political disaster for the president. So their goal was to blame it on a video and make sure that no one could try to say it was due to a broader failure or policy. And then it says, quote, reading from the email, "We've made our views on this video crystal clear. The United States government had nothing to do with it. We reject its message and its contents. We find it disgusting and reprehensible. But there is absolutely no justification at all for responding to this movie with violence, and we are working to make sure that people around the globe hear that message." That's the actual
verbatim talking point. Yeah. And again, knowing that that is not the case, knowing intentionally, affirmatively lying and saying we're going to lie all the way up to and including Jay Carney, who then carried the water, who carried the lie, who lied on multiple occasions back then, and boy, you see him now caught in a corner. It's not a good time to be Jay Carney right now.
No, it's not. You know, and it goes on to say in the email, Rhodes also advises these key White House administration officials to make sure that they presented Mr. Obama as, quote, steady and statesmanlike, close quote, whenever speaking on the crisis. Another goal, according to this email, is to, quote, reinforce the president and administration's strength and steadfastness in dealing with difficult challenges, close quote. I mean, this is pure politics that got in the way of this. This
propaganda.
Is the presidential election. This is propaganda. This is taking reality and completely trying to twist it. And they blamed it on a video, knowing it wasn't the video. They also had other intelligence sources that were telling them it was an Islamic uprising from this terrorist organization. Had nothing to do with the video. They gave him the verbatim talking points. They gave him the goals to make sure that Obama looks strong and that he is steady and statesmanlike in the face of these issues. He's making good executive decisions.
Yeah, and Judicial Watch, who issued the FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act request, their president, Tom Fenton, I think he sums it up well. He said this, quote, "Now we know that the Obama White House chief concern about the Benghazi attack was making sure that President Obama looked good. It wasn't about getting to the bottom of it. It wasn't about holding anyone accountable. It wasn't about going after the terrorists that murdered these four American citizens. It was about making Obama look good."
Yeah, this is unbelievable. You know, Liberty Counsel Action, our sister organization, our 501c4 organization, has been on this along with Liberty Counsel itself for, well, almost 2 years, a year and a half, since 9/11/12, when this happened. We've been messaging on it, particularly in 2013, asking for investigations because this was clearly a cover-up. It was very clear from the very beginning when Susan Rice went on the national talk shows that Sunday after 9/11, and she blamed it on a video. She was just echoing what she was told that came directly from the White House highest levels on what the goals would be, and she was actually given the talking point verbatim and the directive, the marching orders to make Obama look good. So that's what she was doing, and obviously Obama elevated her to a higher position afterward. What Liberty Counsel Action have been doing is asking for further investigation because people died and there ought to be people held accountable, including the President of the United States and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton ought to be as well. LibertyCounsel.com is one of our websites, LibertyCounsel.com. You can go there, and I encourage you to sign up for our emails. We have one for Liberty Counsel and one for Liberty Counsel Action. And it's in the Liberty Counsel Action email that we have been recently talking about this. You can sign up for that email, and you can also get not only that information to keep you apprised, but also to get your voice known, because John Boehner has now recently said he is appointing a person to head up an investigation, a special committee to investigate this. This is long overdue.
Yeah, that's right. And it's Trey Gowdy, Republican from South Carolina, is going to head up the investigation. They're going to be subpoenaing John Kerry. So finally, the smoking gun here with this email has apparently got Speaker Boehner moving on this. And we've been clamoring for this for some time. But now a special committee has been ordered to investigate this in detail. And Trey Gowdy is a firebrand. This guy.
It's long overdue. You know, Hillary Clinton ought to be called to account as well. You remember her testimony when she says, "What difference does it make?" What difference does it make? When we look at this cover-up, when we see people who died, when we didn't deploy our military when we could have, when we knew the security breaches, and when this administration lied to the public so it could get reelected in 2012.
It's criminal.
It makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, it's criminal.
Hillary Clinton, it makes a lot of difference. It is criminal. It's despicable. Heads ought to roll. People ought to resign. And not only that, recently one of the Obama administration officials was being interviewed on one of the Sunday shows, and he was being asked about Benghazi, and he says, "Hey, dude, that was 2 years ago." How disrespectful. This administration wants to brush us under the rug. We won't allow them to do that. You won't allow them to do that. Go to libertycounsel.com. Sign up for these emails on Benghazi and others. You can make your voice known, and you'll be kept into the loop. Thank you for standing with us and being supportive. We've had a lot of petitions trying to force this issue to the light, and now this email is, I think, the final straw, and it'll come out, and we need to continue to move forward. But don't be fooled. This administration will do everything in its power, and some of the mainstream media will do everything in its power to kill this story. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information. You can also sign up for the emails there. You can also call us at 1-800-671-1776 for more information, and you can make a credit card contribution to Liberty Council as well.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.